One of the best breath workers in the world, and I know a lot of them, Sergei Tikhvyatsky. He's a Russian. He's really hard to get to now because he's extraordinarily wealthy. He has got a big... He's hard to get to, but he's like the best breath worker I know on the planet. Sergei Tikhvyatsky. He's got a great model for working with breath work. Imagine three concentric circles. The small circle in the middle is your comfort zone. The big circle on the outside is your discomfort zone. And then you create a circle in the middle called a working zone. Now, if you stay in the middle of your comfort zone, you're never going to grow. You're never going to evolve. You're going to be comfortable. But your comfort zone is going to get narrower and narrower until you shrivel up and die. If you go too far outside of your comfort zone, all of your programs and conditioning and survival instincts, they're all going to get triggered, and it's going to cause you to shut down. So what you got to do is you got to get out to the edge of your comfort zone, which is what he calls a working zone. And you know what that is. And so then you keep expanding. Whenever you get to the edge of your comfort zone and you manage to breathe and relax, you've just made your comfort zone bigger. Until pretty soon your comfort zone is bigger than that second circle and even bigger than the third circle. And you're able to be comfortable in times and places when you could never be comfortable before. And you're able to be comfortable in times and places when no one else can be comfortable. And that's a skill that we can all use. Because when everybody else starts losing their minds and when the shit hits the fan, you need people who can stay calm and stay clear in the middle of the chaos. No matter how intense things get, they can still breathe, they can still relax, they can still keep an open, loving heart. And that's all that's needed in those moments. But that's the hardest thing to do in those moments, unless you've trained your system to do it. So for me, that's what breath work is about. Repatterning our mind-body system so that it supports us instead of getting in our way. Pull in energy with the inhale. Snap the exhale loose. Give yourself a sigh of relief. And then do it again right away. And then do it again right away. Now, I like to use a U shape on the inhale and an R shape on the exhale. An U shape, it's like you're sucking through a straw. It's like you're feeding yourself, like you're charging yourself. And that U shape goes all the way down to your root chakra. That's a root chakra noise. U, 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 U. That U shape goes really deep. So if you have a U shape on the inhale, you're inviting that energy to go to the deepest part of you. So it doesn't have to be a sound, it's just a shape of a U, like you're sucking through a straw. Now the exhale needs to be an ah shape. You don't want a U shape on the exhale, that's going to hold back energy. You want an ah shape on the exhale. So as soon as we start talking about this, ooh on the inhale, ah on the exhale, it's not a sound, it's a shape. Now that takes practice because most people, they turn it around in no time. They're doing this. And it's funny to watch, but I've been with 30,000 people and 90% of them will do that within a few minutes. And when they get in crisis, when the session gets intense, that's what they're doing. They're going, because they're trying so hard, but they've got it completely backwards. So, ooh on the inhale, like you're sucking through a straw, like you're feeding yourself, like you're sucking on a breath. You don't suck on a breath with ah. You suck on a breath with ooh, 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 ooh. Your lips are together, they're shaped like you're sucking through a straw or a nipple. So you want a nipple-size opening on your inhale. And when you have a nipple-size opening on your inhale, you can have a long inhale. Right? You can lengthen your inhale, which is a good skill in breath work. Lengthen the inhale. That's the controlling part. And then on the exhale, it's an ah shape. You just set it free. You just let it go. The long ahs are soothing to certain parts of us. That's soothing to a certain part of us, but systemically it doesn't allow a let go. It doesn't allow a total, complete release. And this is the thing, when you're in pain, do you want a long, slow process to get out of the pain? No, you want out now, right now. So you develop that ability to let go of your exhale quickly and completely. And let your system be satisfied with those other things at some other time. But practice letting the exhale go quickly and completely. Get that skill under your belt. Because there's no substitute for it. Now the ooh and the ah can turn into a oh. An O is like halfway between a oo and a ah, right? If you start making sounds, listen to where the sound is coming from and make sure you're not making throat noises. If you're making throat sounds, pretty soon that's what's going to be happening. So you've got to be conscious of keeping your throat soft and open. That's what the yawn does. When you yawn, your throat opens up like a stovepipe. Your jaw stretches open, wide open. That's the best time to allow energy to flow through. That's the best time to circulate the breath. So there are lots of ways to move into a process. You can power your way in. You can just turn up your breathing like that and just power your way into a session. But you're not going to be able to keep that up very long unless you've done a lot of practicing. The other way to move into a session is to relax into it. But very soon what's going to happen is you're going to forget to breathe, you're going to be spacing out, or you'll literally be sleeping. So you've got to find a middle ground, or you have to go back and forth between the two things. You have to keep both of those things alive. Powerful breathing and relaxation, you keep them both alive. And you do that by adjusting your breathing. So you make it quicker, you make it slower, you make it down in your belly, you move it up in your chest. Just keep adjusting the breathing to maintain the energy, the power of the breath, and the relaxation. So I'm going to stop to breathe. If I come and breathe in your ear, it means that I'm trying to give you a way to breathe. You're free to copy it or not. Doesn't really matter to me. If I get an intuitive hit when I go near you, if I'm not breathing right in your ear, then it's not meant for you. It's either meant for me or it's meant for the group. But if I breathe right in, if I'm touching you and you hear me breathing, aiming my breath at you, I'm trying to give you a rhythm or a quality of the breath. I'm trying to communicate something to your breathing. And you can follow it or not, right?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, please.
What's your understanding of tetanus?
It's like a fire hose. Fire hose is made of canvas, soft, loose, right? It just flops around. But when you put a hard charge of water to it, bam, it's like steel. It's like a hard, frozen thing. The hose is still soft and relaxed. It's not, so it's the confusion between tension and charge. When energy comes into the body experiences, reacts to it with tension, and now it's a mix. So it's a mix of energy and the body's reaction to the energy. And so that's what tetany is. And you can train your body to have a different reaction to the energy so you don't get tetany anymore. The body reacts, but it reacts in a different way. It reacts by opening and relaxing instead of contracting. Too much energy is coming, and so all that lizard brain and your unconscious mind and your fears are trying to keep stay in control, and tetany as a result. That's one way of looking at it. Another way is that you just haven't mastered relaxation enough, so you got an imbalance. You're pulling in more energy than you're letting go. It's just a slight imbalance. So there's prana and apana. Apana is the energy when it's coming out. Prana is the energy when it's coming in. So if you start to get those symptoms of hyperventilation, you are not letting out as much as you're pulling in, and your system is building up with apana. That's another way to look at it. And another way to look at it is pure chemistry. You're talking about the acid-base balance in your body. You're talking about that whole pH thing. And by hyperventilating, you're triggering that chemistry reaction. So depending on which one of those you hold on to, you can move yourself out of the process. You can move yourself through it. So there's three. Here's you what?
I see your face through an office thing.
Yeah. So there's if you want to just do an easy way to get into manage yourself through the session, just think in terms of three rhythms. It'll just make it easy. Fast and full. Right, slow and full. Or fast and shallow. So, just play with those three possible rhythms. Fast and full, slow and full, fast and shallow. If you get bored or you get confused, just try a different rhythm. And those are directions, because one person could say, this is fast. Somebody else could say, that's not fast. Right? So it's a direction. It's no real what's fast, what's slow. We're talking about a direction. And when I say fast and slow, we're only talking about the inhale. Why? Because the exhale, what do? You just let it go. You're not making the exhale faster or slower. You're making the inhale faster or slower. With your breath. It's not rocket science. It's not serious. There's nothing dangerous. You can't hurt yourself. It is absolutely safe. So just play with it. What's dangerous is your reactions. Somebody steps on your toe, so you pull out your gun and you shoot them. So the problem isn't someone stepping on your toe. The problem is your systemic reaction to that. So that's what we're training, and we're training our system to open and expand, to relax and let go, when right now the conditioning, the training is to contract, control, push, force, hold, block, whatever. You're training your system to open and expand, relax and let go, when it's the last thing it would think to do. When the old program is taken over, that's good. You've got a chance to reprogram it. So you're using the breath to activate feelings and sensations and thoughts, and then you're using the breath to breathe through them, breathe past them, and not react to them. Don't react. Turn every reaction into another. Inhale and let go. Whatever other urge you have to stop thinking, turn that into another breath. You have an itch. Practice with simple things. Like, say you have an itch, and without even thinking, you just scratch. Ooh, if you're awake, you'll realize that. Ooh, I had an itch and I just scratched without thinking. Then you can slow it down. Ooh, I have an itch and I choose to scratch. Or I have an itch and guess what? I'm not going to scratch. I'm going to breathe and relax instead. I let myself feel that itch and I channel the urge to scratch into my breathing. It's a very simple practice, but then you can do that same game with any other urge. The urge to slap somebody, the urge to run away, the urge to criticize, the urge to blame, the urge whatever. You can, once you get it with the breath, you can apply it to anything else. You are trying to use the inhale to create more room inside of you. That's a big part of breath work. You're using the breath to create more space inside of you. You're using the inhale to open and stretch and create room and space inside of you. The breath is perfect for that. You take longer inhales or expansive inhales, and you're opening up your system. You're inviting it to expand and stretch. And then you let go, and you invite your system to let go and relax. Expand and stretch, relax and let go. No matter what you think, no matter what you feel, no matter how it looks, you keep breathing and relaxing. Because how it feels and how it looks and what you think, guess what? That's a circus mirror. That's that wave, that's that consciousness is full of waves. You cannot trust your consciousness if it's full of thoughts and feelings and emotions and sensations. It's not you. It's just reactions. So don't react. Turn every reaction into another breath. Right? Expand and relax. Pull in and let go. Make it very, very simple. So your mind gets activated very quickly. And so you return to the breath as soon as your mind gets activated. Here's the problem. I'm working with people. People talk about energy all the time. You don't want to be in the same room with me when we start to have a conversation about energy. Because here's where it goes. When a boat moves through water, the boat makes waves. If you feel those waves, are you feeling the boat? Do you even know the boat? Do you even know that a boat exists? All you know is the waves that the boat makes. Well, here's the thing. When energy moves through you, it makes waves. You feel those waves and you call it the boat. It ain't. When you say you feel energy, you're not feeling energy. You're feeling your body's reaction to the energy. You're feeling the waves that the energy makes when it moves through you. And until your mind stops reacting and your body stops reacting, you will never touch that energy. You will never know that energy because you've got a middleman interpreting that energy, turning it into something, and you've got no choice about it. So energy is like electricity, right? Energy comes into a washing machine and you wash clothes. Energy comes into a computer and it does that. Energy comes into a toaster, it does that. It says nothing about the energy, the toaster, the washing machine, the computer. You don't know anything about energy if you're relating to it on those levels. So energy moves into your mind and it causes thoughts. Energy moves into your body and it causes physical sensations. Energy moves into you and it causes emotions. And then you think that that's the energy. It's not until those reactions stop happening that you can really contact energy. And that's a rare thing. And when that happens, you are a Buddha. You are Patanjali. Because now you are the energy. There's no duality thing. So when you start thinking about energy, think about that. And that's what happens in a breathing session. Energy moves into our system and it makes waves. And those waves are feelings and sensations, thoughts, and emotions. And then you get caught up in those feelings and sensations and emotions, and you abandon the energy. So you got to go back and start over, right? Just breathe and relax, and you'll start to touch the energy before it becomes a thought, before it becomes a feeling or sensation, before it becomes an emotion. And now it feels like electricity. Now you're starting to feel tingling and vibrating and electrical. Yeah, you know, we have an electric body, and breath work wakes up that electric body. And then people are afraid of that electric body, and that electric body starts, every toaster starts going off, the washing machine goes on, the lights go on, and all this crap is happening, and it distracts you from the purity of the energy. And you either need a coach or yourself to bring yourself back around to the simplicity and the purity of the process. Be patient with your system, but be persistent. Keep coming back to the simple thing. Expand. Relax. But I'm afraid. That's okay. Pull in. Let go. I see God. Good. Pull in. Let go. It doesn't matter what comes up. Turn everything back around into the breath. Keep it very pure, very simple. You can pull in energy. You can always pull in more energy. You can relax. You can always relax more. And you just go out to your edge, hang out there until the edge, you have a breakthrough. And then your comfort zone is bigger. Now, you know, all of the religions come into play here. If your consciousness is going to be active, at least direct your consciousness in a way that supports you. Oh, if you start to feel something intense, you could say, oh my God, I'm going to die. Well, or you could say, oh, God is healing me. So you can choose your thoughts, which is really useful in a breathing session. It's like giving it a spin that serves you. And don't just believe every thought that comes up in your head all by itself. Just watch it go by, just like a breath goes by. A thought comes and goes, just like a breath comes and goes. Yeah, in the beginning, it's a good idea, because you can make noise, you get more energy, you can sigh, you can yawn. Wiggle yourself a little bit, you know, just check, make sure everything's loose. But invite some power with your breath. Invite some energy with the breath. We're afraid of our own power. People are afraid of their infinite nature. And you got to get comfortable with it. That's why the Buddha had right livelihood, right, you know, all that, those things. Because if you have infinite number amount of energy and you're still a jealous, angry, reactive being, you're a threat to the universe. So we have to do our inner work. And as we do our inner work, more energy comes to us because we're safe. It's safe with us. You wouldn't give a gun to a little kid. And so God doesn't give power to people who haven't worked out their shit, who just react like animals, you know. So we work, we do our inner work, and more energy comes. We invite more energy, it stimulates our inner work. So the whole thing comes together quite nicely. You can go as far as you want, as fast as you want, as deep as you want. That's a really great work in rhythm. There's no reason on earth why people couldn't just breathe like that for 20 minutes. And if you can't breathe like that for 20 minutes, then you got work to do. If you can't breathe like that for 20 minutes, you start to see why. Oh, my throat gets dry. Or, oh, I get dizzy. Or, oh, whatever. And then you start making a list of things you have to be okay with. You start making a list of things you have to be able to relax with. And you direct your own process. You don't have to hide from yourself. What stops you becomes very obvious. It comes up very quickly. You decide to breathe and relax, and the first thing that stops you, you note it. What is it? And then you work with it so the next time it doesn't stop you. So it is ready for a cleansing breath. Ready for a cleansing breath. Yeah. Maybe another one. And then you go back to a rhythm. So if you're in a rhythm like that, Peter's a seasoned breather. He's the best breather here, I have to admit it. And So if you're getting good at breathing, if you can get in a rhythm like this, then the only thing you need to do is to shift gears from time to time. You take a long inhale, a big sigh, and then when you come out of that cleansing breath, the rhythm is slightly adjusted intuitively. It's slightly adjusted naturally. So now the process starts to take on its own life, and you're not even doing the breathing anymore. Something breathes you. Who you thought was doing the breathing takes a back seat, and the breath starts to breathe you. And then you got nothing to think about and nothing to do, because now spirit is breathing you. But you got to prime it, you got to open to it, you got to relax into it, and you have to invite it. Spirit isn't going to force its way into you. You have to actually show that you want it. You have to actually invite it. You have to be opening, expanding, relaxing, and letting go. This is the message to energy that it can move, it can flow. You demonstrate that with your breathing. Rhythm. But it's not subtle. It's not like imperceptible. It's energy breathing. It's real breathing, you know. It's visible. You can hear it. You can feel it. You can see it. Somebody else can feel it. It's not, it's if you breathe in the same way you always breathe, you're going to remain the same way you always are. If you breathe in a way you've never breathed before, you're going to feel something you've never felt before. You're going to get somewhere you never got before. And all you got to do is maintain a rhythm for just a few minutes. You know, just say, okay, set a clock. 3 minutes, I'm going to breathe like this. And see if you can go a lousy 3 minutes. Pick any rhythm and just see if you can just stick with it. No matter what you feel, no matter what you think, no matter what comes up, no matter what happens, just stay with it. Adjust, relax around it. You could tweak the rhythm a little bit. It might want to change slightly, but keep going in the direction of more and more energy, more and more relaxation. What's that?
The mouth size shifts and inhale, exhale.
The mouth what?
Size.
Oh, yeah, that's normal. You know, we have a social mask. Everybody. Yeah, let it happen. That's good. I'm jealous.
That tightens up?
Yeah, no, just let it be. Don't do anything about it. Here's the principle, non-reaction. So I'm like a broken record. No matter what you think, no matter what you feel, no matter what's happening, guess what? Just breathe and relax. Don't react to it. If you have one wave in the water, and then you react to that wave, now you got two waves. And those two waves crash, and they make a third wave. And pretty soon, you're totally unconscious. You're going in the opposite direction of that flawless gem. You're going in the opposite direction of still, pure, clean water. That's what you want in your consciousness. So no matter if a feeling comes up, watch your mind react to the feeling. And watch it and breathe and relax and let those reactions run their course without you getting tangled up in it. You see yourself thinking, turn it into breathing. You see yourself reacting, turn it into breathing. Just make it simple. And whatever wants to happen, say yes. Invite it. Go in the opposite direction of resistance. Welcome it. If something wants to happen inside of you, who are you to question it? Let it happen. Life is trying to make something happen. Don't get in the way. Don't try to stop it. Welcome it. Say yes. Every breath can be a big yes. A big yes on the inhale. A big yes on the exhale.
Oh, What's the relation between breathing and meditation?
Breathing is a meditation.
It's the same, right?
Breathing is. If you focus on every breath, focus on the details. So I breathe in. I'm focusing on the sound, the feelings, the expansion, the sensations, the flow. I am meditating. And then I let go. I drop my mind. And I fall into a state of meditation just like that when you release the exhale. Breathing is a form of dynamic meditation. Yeah. It's a dynamic meditation. So here's a little technique. Let's focus on some basic techniques. One inhale on top of the other. So it sounds like this. Now, I could turn that inhale around at the first, but instead, I add a little bit, then I exhale, right? I'm adding a little extra stretch to the end of the inhale, and then I exhale. I put one inhale on top of the other, then exhale, right? So you're inviting a little extra stretch. You're inviting a little extra expansion. Very beautiful, powerful device. Two inhales, one exhale. Little extra stretch on the inhale, then letting go.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mouth.
Yeah, because see, you can make the ooh and the ah sound if you use your mouth. You can't really do it if you use your nose. Nose breathing is a really good idea. We don't have a lot of time. I'm only with you once, so I'd say breathe through your mouth while you can. So you use any excuse to keep your breath moving. Breathe in whatever way you need to breathe to keep the breath moving. Shaman breaths we can do, right? There's 1,000 breathing games you can play. Whatever it takes to keep breathing. Do a Sufi technique. People can only do that for a minute or two before they have to stop. You need to be able to do that for an hour. Pick any random breathing rhythm and breathe with it for an hour. If you can't, you got work to do. So start with something that's easy and see if you can do that for an hour. And even that you can't do. If you find the most beautiful, comfortable breathing rhythm, I'll bet you $1,000,000 you can't do it for a whole hour. Even though it's wonderful and you love it. That's because of our system. So you play with it. You seduce your system into relaxing. You cajole it. You deliberately poke at it. You activate it, and then you practice relaxing. You relax past the reactions of your system. Relax and breathe through the reactions of your system. Whether it's a mental reaction, oh, this is good, oh, I like it, oh, I agree with it, oh, this is bad, oh, this reminds me of this, oh, I know what this is. You breathe and relax past those reactions. Oh, I have a pain in my knee. Oh, my hands are getting tight. Oh, my throat hurts. Oh, I'm getting dizzy. Those are reactions. They're not a reason to stop. They're not a reason to react to the reactions. Turn everything into another breath. Turn everything into a sigh of relief. Expand and open. Relax and let go. It's so simple, but you do it on a moment-to-moment basis, and it's powerful spiritual purification. It's simple. You stay with it. So, give yourself a sigh of relief. Everyone right now, just give yourself a big, juicy, luxurious... And when you do, shake something, loosen something. And then invites some rhythm. What's an interesting rhythm? What's a fun speed or rhythm or pattern of breathing? And just trust your intuition. Nature wouldn't fuck with you. If something is interesting or enjoyable, that's not an accident. Go there. Follow that urge. You're breathing fast or slow. High or low, from time to time, you give yourself a big cleansing breath, a sigh of relief, and then go back into some rhythm, some continuous pattern. And it's creative. Keep the breath moving. And forget everything else if you want. Keep the breath moving in any way you can manage. Wow, that's excellent. Remember the relaxation. You don't want to use any muscles. You don't have to. It's possible to breathe very powerfully and yet don't use any muscles. Good. It's the balance between breathing and relaxation. It's a balance between peace and power. Now you can get creative. When you're breathing in, you're pulling in light. You're pulling in light when you breathe in. You're pulling in love. You're pulling in life. Be conscious about that. And it's going to every cell in your body. And so you can invite that light, that life, to permeate every cell of your body. Relax your neck. Relax your neck. Baby breaths help us. Lots of times taking little baby breaths helps to get through. Big sighs of relief help us. Something in between can help us. Just from time to time, just start over. What's the most beautiful thing you can imagine? Focus on it while you breathe. Embody it. Watch when you space out, come back into the breath with a vengeance. Watch when you kind of go unconscious, come back and wake yourself up with the breath. The breath not only wakes up our highest beautiful things, it also wakes up all the blocks to it. So you keep the breath moving. You can be quite playful, quite creative, whatever it takes to keep your breath moving. Stay out of your head. Don't get distracted by the feelings and sensations that get activated. Observe them. Let them be. Don't do anything about it. Don't have to think about them. Don't have to do anything about it. Here's a liberating thought. I don't have to do anything about what happens inside of me. I don't have to do anything about my feeling. I don't have to do anything about this sensation. It's just so liberating. You don't have to do anything. And it'll go away by itself, and then that's a great lesson. Wow, a problem came and a problem went away, and I didn't have to do anything at all. Whew. That's very liberating. So just keep returning to the breath. In one way or another, in one form or another. What's that?
Wiggle physical parts to relax or no?
Physical parts what?
Wiggle physical parts that are very hard or no? My hands are rock hard.
So yeah, yeah, just let them be. Relax what you can relax and be patient with the rest. Just find something that you can loosen and soften. Keep the breath moving and be patient. And everything that comes up will pass by itself. You don't have to do anything about it except stay in the process. Just keep breathing and keep relaxing. Be curious. Explore the details of the feelings and sensations. Where's the edge of it? Your hands, are, if they get so tight, they blind you to other parts of yourself. So you want to expand your consciousness. Oh, what's happening in my toes right now? What's happening in my throat right now? What's happening with my eyelashes? And you know, spread your attention out. Don't let one part of your system dominate your consciousness or your energy. Keep it free. You focus on expanding and focus on relaxing. And just be patient. Let your system go along at whatever its pace is. It'll catch up. It'll come around. Be patient with it. So, you know, we feel a feeling, and then we notice our reaction to the feeling, and then we can see ourselves trying to either shake off the feeling, or thinking about it, or doing some healing work over it. Guess what? You don't need to do any of that. The process will take care of itself by itself. Listen, we're not smart enough to heal ourselves. Do you know how to manufacture chemicals in your brain? Do you know how to keep your heart beating 24 hours a day? You don't know how to do that stuff. Get out of the way. Another part of you knows that. So just keep expanding and relaxing. And let your system go through whatever it needs to go through. Whatever feelings come, they come. Whatever emotions come, they come. Whatever thoughts come, they come. Don't do anything about it. It doesn't mean anything. You just keep breathing and relaxing. Whatever you feel, let it remind you to breathe more. Whatever you feel, let it remind you to relax more. Whatever happens, let it remind you to breathe and relax more. Turn everything into another breath. The same thing that stops you in a breathing session, it stops you in life, it stops you in money, it stops you in romance, it stops you in business, it stops you everywhere. And if it doesn't stop you in a breathing session, it can't stop you anywhere else. But as long as it can stop you in a breathing session, it's going to stop you in all those other levels. So all we're doing is practicing breathing through those points when we get distracted, when our system reacts, when our mind gets activated, when feelings and sensations, emotions take over our system. All we're doing is using the breath to practice getting through that stuff, popping out the other side of it. And you will. And when you pop out the other side of it, it's ecstasy. You know, that's a Greek word, ecstasis, to stand apart. When we stand apart from our mind and body, our thoughts and feelings and sensations, we are in ecstasy. And so the breath keeps us anchored to who we really are, regardless of what's happening in our mind-body system. So stay connected to the breath and let everything else happen by itself. Let everything else, whatever wants to happen, let it happen. You're in charge of just keeping the breath moving and keeping relaxing while everything is happening. You can put passion into your breathing to tell your subconscious that you mean it about growing, evolving, getting free. You can express those sighs of relief as if they're luxurious, Shakespearean, juicy, delightful moments. You flood your system with those breaths, one after another after another. It's going to purge everything out of you that doesn't match that frequency. That beautiful sigh of relief is some unmistakable language of the soul. Have you ever seen a person who's in pain breathe like this? No. Have you ever seen anybody who's like in a panic and afraid breathe like this? No. But if you could breathe like that, if you were in pain and fear, guess what would happen to the pain and the fear? You cannot breathe like that when you're in pain and fear, and you cannot be in pain and fear if you breathe like that. It's that simple. We just have to train your system to breathe like that. Waves of emotion comes, waves of sensations come, waves of visions come. Those are waves in consciousness. They're beautiful. They're natural. When you throw a stone in water, a wave happens. There's nothing wrong with waves. But listen to this about water. It doesn't overreact and it doesn't underreact. When you throw a stone in the water, the wave that occurs is absolutely perfect. You can't say that about your mind. Your mind overreacts. It underreacts. Same thing with your body. It overreacts. It underreacts. And we're training it to have a pure reaction. We want a body and a mind like water. When a stone goes into the water, a perfect reaction occurs.
What does it mean underreact?
Underreact? Oh, you just block it. You deny it. You say it's not important. You say it's not blah, 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 whatever. Mm-hmm. Overreact. Oh, my God, we're going to die. We have to take care of it right away. Okay. And your body is doing that. You don't hear it. You hear it when it thinks it. But your body is always doing it. It blocks something, so it doesn't allow the flow, or it exaggerates the flow. And we're training our system to come back to a pure, natural organism that reacts perfectly. And we're trying to substitute all the miscellaneous reactions for one chosen response. Open and expand, relax and let go. That's the best thing you can do in a crisis. You want to open and expand. You don't want to block what's happening. You want to be 100% present. And, you know, this is it. This is happening. What's the point of trying to block it or deny it or hide from it? Open to it. Open yourself and allow it fully. And then let go and relax. And then the next thing you do is literally inspired. And it's not you doing it. It's spirit moving you because you got out of the way. You're just training your system to cooperate in that process. You'll say the right thing and do the right thing at the right time without trying to, without planning on it or anything. Liberate your breath. When you inhale, you should feel yourself expand from side to side, front to back, top to bottom. Take your time on the inhale. Track those sensations. Enjoy those sensations. Make the inhale long as you can. And feel every little detail as you're opening and expanding and stretching and opening. Then when the exhale comes, just snap it loose, dump it out, set it free. You can link a prayer to every breath, right? Every breath is a prayer. Every breath is a blessing. All it takes is consciousness. So when you breathe in, what do you want to fill yourself with? What do you need more of? What do you want to welcome? What do you want to embody? You know, what kind of energy do you want to fill yourself with? Find a word or a phrase or an image for it and breathe it in. What kind of energy do you want to put out into the world? Focus on that as you exhale and see that light and that energy going out into the world. Every breath is a prayer. Every breath is a blessing. You can be blessing the world with every breath. You have a thought. You tag the breath with that thought. You release that breath out into the world and you make a difference. You have an intention, you put that intention onto the incoming breath, and you manifest, materialize, you crystallize that energy into something. You're bringing together consciousness and energy. Good. Don't use any muscles, you don't have to. Try to keep that same breath, but don't use as much effort. Take your time.
Okay, dry throat.
Yeah, dry throat. Yeah, that's normal. So you just wet your whistle, swallow a little bit, just moisten your throat, and then go back to the breaths. No big problem.
Usually, all my life, I used to breathe from my nose.
Uh-huh. So, yeah. Good idea. The nose is meant to breathe through. It has hairs that filter dust. It has channels that spiral the air. It conditions the air. It warms it. It cools it. The nose is definitely meant to breathe through. But you ever try to breathe through your nose when you're laughing or crying? Or having an orgasm? It's good practice, actually. When a lot of energy comes through us, we need to be able to help that energy move, and we use the breath to do that. We use the breath to teach our system to kind of flow when energy moves and not contract and block and try to control it, but to open and expand, relax and let go. And you know when you get into your head. You know when you forget the breathing and you're into your thoughts and stuff. So you got to keep coming back. Keep coming back to the breath. I found the group rhythm. It took me a long time. To catch that rhythm, that's a really good universal rhythm for this group at the moment. You can support everyone around you if you can get into that rhythm. We can create a symphony here. There's a rhythm that wants to come here. If you can feel it in your breath, get it in your breathing. There's a lot of individual rhythms that can spin off from that and still hold that. So everyone's breath can be like a drum. You can do various things and still stay syncopated with a group rhythm. If people do nothing but breathe for 1 hour, every single time people are healed. Every single time something is dropped, something is gained, something is purified, something is overcome, something is healed. Every single time. I have never, ever, in 35 years, not seen that happen.